This Where in Wisconsin road trip begins in the Lincoln County seat. It's a quiet but curious breakfast crowd at a cafe in downtown Merrill.
Hi, Tim Michaels. Good morning.
May Bushley, Helen Wallace, and Charlotte Peters can't quite place him.
That's my name recognition. We couldn't figure out who you were.
That's what we're working on.
But as long as he's appeared at their table, the ladies jump at the chance to quiz the candidate.
What made you think you can do it?
I'm a business owner. We have a construction business, and we actually employ nearly 2,000 construction people, so we're one of the larger construction businesses in the state. But we've created hundreds of jobs even over the last few years in a very difficult economy. And I served 12 years on active duty as an Airborne Ranger infantryman. I understand what our troops are going through in the Middle East right now, and I have ideas on how we need to fight the war on terrorism.
They ask about family values.
I'm pro-life. Want to see a good education for my kids. I believe the parents should have the choice to take their kids to whatever school they would like.
These ladies aren't finished yet.
I'm against that. I think marriage should be between a man and a woman. It's been that way for thousands of years.
And they ask, what about jobs?
Lowering taxes works. Put more money back into people's pockets. And I believe that's why the economy is perking up right now.
And the verdict?
I was impressed with them.
You'd think Tim Michaels had just about covered it, but his day was just beginning. Mayor of Merrill, Doug Williams, worries about the loss of jobs in his city to overseas competition, saying the Weinbrenner Shoe Company in town is an example of a manufacturer competing against low-cost Chinese or Mexican goods.
What's your proposal or what's your ideas and thoughts on how we're going to level this table so that we can compete?
We need to use that big stick, which is using short-term trade barriers and short-term tariffs to get them to play by the rules. This isn't a problem that needs to get solved over the next 10 years. This is a problem that needs to get solved immediately. And especially if you're sitting at home and you're unemployed and you can't buy groceries for your family, it becomes a very immediate problem.
I like the fact that Tim said that it's something that's got to be done now. It's not something we can wait 10 years to do.
A good hard-working bunch here, though, I'll tell you that.
In downtown Wausau, Michaels seeks out friendly faces.
Right.
He runs a family-owned construction business and says wherever he goes, he likes to make impromptu stops to talk the trade. This crew doesn't make much time for Michaels, but allows him to tromp around the site. At a restaurant in Wausau, a group gathers over lunch to press the candidate on issues, including Jim Rosenberg, who wonders if Michaels questions, as he does, any link between terrorism and the war in Iraq.
Can you respond to that a little bit? And I do respect your service. I spent 6 years in the military myself. I know the government.
I think that we are being preemptive on the war on terrorism. We're fighting the terrorists in their backyards, and that's better than fighting them in our backyard in New York City or Chicago or Wausau. So I think we disagree a little bit there as to the effectiveness of fighting the war in Iraq and that being fighting the war on terrorism.
Hello, Tim Michaels.
On the street, Michaels gets into a friendly debate with retired dentist Byron Hurst, who questions one prong of the candidate's solution to the high cost of medical care.
But how does a health savings account affect somebody making $20,000 a year? They don't get any, they don't have any taxes they pay to even get a tax credit on. But this is missing the point.
It's a step in the right direction.
It's a step in the right direction like me that have the money.
But if you can build up $1,000 in a health savings account over the years, it will mean something. It may not mean
something. These people live hand to mouth. There's so many people in this state, in this area, in the rural economy of Wisconsin. They're living hand to mouth. They're losing their farms.
On the farm, outside of Wausau, medical costs are the issue for father-son team Gary and Sam Zimmerman.
Healthcare is the big thing, you know. And
I believe the right move is to bring more of the free market system into the healthcare and as move away from government-run healthcare and put the purchasing power in the hands of the people, the people that are the consumers of the healthcare, if you will, give them more opportunity through individual health savings accounts.